I don't know if you were at the Waukesha Christmas parade that took place yesterday, but, you know, it's always a somber time. You're always thinking back at what happened with the Christmas parade tragedy, where more than 60 people were hurt and 6 people were killed, including a young child. And you never want to post anything online that would look like it's a threat. But apparently new information about the arrest made right before the Waukesha Christmas parade yesterday. And WTMJ's Adam Roberts has been digging into this all day in his new information. Adam.
Yes, Julia and Telly. So this refers to a incident that was posted on social media that led to this arrest, as you alluded to. This happened during the day yesterday leading up to the parade. So this was in the hours before the parade took off in the 4 o'clock hour. Important to note, there was never any active threat to the public. The parade proceeded as scheduled. There was increased security, but as we've seen in the years since the 2021 attack, that's par for the course. They've really upped making people feel safe with different barriers, different measures to keep everyone feeling secure. Well, there's new information I've been able to find in communication with the Waukesha Police Department. First of all, I do have a name, but I am not going to name the suspect yet. I have not been formally criminally charged, company policy. But what I can tell you is what led to the arrest on social media, or what happened on social media that led to the arrest. So a call log from police indicates the situation began when a post was made after the Waukesha North Marching Band had indicated they were not going to be performing in the parade because it was fairly cold. You've got instruments that are made of metal that it doesn't always work well. So the Waukesha North Marching Band posts that they had canceled their participation in the parade. On that post, there was the comment that read, quote, "I feel like the 1993 Falling Down movie, and I'm one more thing away from snapping." This references this movie from about 30 years ago where a male character cracks in freeway traffic and proceeds to go on a killing spree. So you put the two together, and police, given, as you mentioned, Julia, how heightened tensions can be given the past history with this event, proceeded to investigate the situation and proceeded to make an arrest.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that movie was with Michael Douglas.
And I think Robert Duvall as well.
Yep, that was the guy that was playing the police officer trying to find him.
Yeah, and Adam, you also got to think about the fact that the timing of all this, they had to take it as seriously as they did, because something like that, now if this was a post during the summer, maybe not so much, but with it being so close to the parade, they had to take it seriously, correct?
And according to the call log to that point, Telly, this came in to the department around 2:45. The parade kicks off in, as I mentioned, the 4 o'clock hour. So that's a pretty tight window to work, which explains the heightened seriousness of going after this right away.
Yeah, and not joking around about a parade that has such a dark past.
Yes, yes. There really isn't no explanation as to why you would post something like that unless you really were thinking about doing something like that.
Well, that's the one thing that the police were saying, was that, you know, you can say whatever you want. There is freedom of speech. But then if you cross a line of threats or causing, you know, chaos, like yelling fire or something like that in an auditorium, or saying something like that on the heels of a parade that has, again, such a sad past.
Yeah.
You got to be careful.
Yeah,
I wonder what he's going to be charged, or she is going to be charged with.
Well, the good thing
we
is,
we don't know for sure who it is.
Yeah, yet.
Yeah. Yeah, but the good thing is, whoever it was got arrested before anything, you know, transpired. So that's the silver lining in all of this.
Yes. And the parade went off without a hitch. As we saw, it was a very touching moment at the very beginning, and then a moment of celebration for the entire community that has seen that event be a source of sadness in the years that have passed. It has become a symbol of hope and the whole Waukesha Strong movement.
Yeah. The dancing grannies look great. Adam, thank you so much for that new information. Wow.